Good day, everyone. This is Brenda speaking. Welcome to SSR2 Leadership Call number 55 on the 15th of July, 2019 at 1730 UTC. Leaders joining the call today are Lauren, Russ, and Eric from ICANN.org. We have Jennifer, Nagar, and Brenda. Apologies from Denise and Steve. Today's call is recorded. Please state your name before speaking. And kindly mute your audio if you're not speaking. And Russ, I turn the call over to you. Thanks.
Thanks. I did mute, just not quick enough. Sorry. So on the call last Thursday, the team was asking questions about the work plan. And the most optimistic work plan would be that we'd be able to share recommendations during the Montreal meeting in November and have a report out before the end of the year for public comment. What I can't tell is whether the team is ready to re-engage and get back to work. I don't know how to predict that. And so the question is, should we put that optimistic plan in front of the team to encourage engagement, or should we wait and see whether they are going to engage and then put together a work plan based on what we actually see?
So this is Lauren speaking. Looking at the calendar, at least from my perspective, and you know, based on previous experience, we're looking at early November for Montreal, and then essentially, well, there's Thanksgiving, obviously, and then it's two more weeks, and then it's Christmas time. So I'm just not clear if this year is realistic, because we tend to have problems in December because people are busy. So I'm wondering, would it make more sense to accept that, plan for a face-to-face similar timing as this year's, so early in the year, so that we can get something out after that? I think that would probably be more realistic, because if we put something that's too optimistic, I fear everyone just be like, okay, look, this is not doable anyway, so that's not even try.
So what I hear your proposal is, we still try to do an engagement with recommendations in Montreal, but schedule a face-to-face for January to deal with what we learn from that engagement, and then have the report out, say, 1st of February.
Russ, yes, so this would work. I can't speak to 1st of February, but essentially that would be my idea. I mean, my concern is, again, We're done in Montreal, say, then it will take a week, one and a half, for everyone to get back to be ready to speak, and then we're already in mid-November. So I just fear this will be tricky to pull off otherwise. But definitely engage with recommendations in Montreal.
Okay. Eric, any thoughts?
It sounds doable to me, but if your concern is how to get the team re-engaged, my only thought would be you might want to host a gripe session and, you know, let people say what's on their mind. Even if you think you already know what it is, you know, if people are feeling like they're on a death march, sometimes they need to say it out loud, and whether or not the things they say are surprising, I think it would just be sort of good team etiquette, if you're worried about the team's energy level, to give people a chance to say something, especially if you start putting more travel on people's calendars, like face-to-faces and stuff. I think at this point, some of us have been on the three-hour cruise for a while, and another face-to-face might feel a little bit like a fire drill.
So you agree with the schedule, but you think we ought to, like, maybe take the call on Wednesday to say, this is what we're thinking about the work plan. What do you all think before we put too much pen to paper?
Well, yeah, I think certainly that would go over a lot better if the team felt that they were sort of enfranchised to sort of steer the course, for sure. But I guess I'm not 100% sure I know what the motivation was for your comment about, you know, is the team ready to get back to work? But, you know, I think it's certainly a fair question. And I think, you know, giving the team a chance to say whether they are, they aren't, or why they might not be, even, like I said, I think if you let people know that their opinion matters, sometimes that goes a long way. So, I mean, again, I'm not sure exactly what the context was for why we'd be concerned, but I totally agree that there's reason to be concerned. So, I mean, if people are feeling kind of like put out for whatever reason, it might be worth burning a call or two to let them discuss it themselves. I mean, I think the leadership has for a long time now taken the mantle of discussing with staff things that we would like to have fixed and blah, blah, blah. And it's possible the team wants to have a chance to say what they think too. And even if it's just us on the call, but certainly they might also want to request a broader audience. So this is mostly me just responding to comments from the beginning.
Well, what you said actually resonates pretty well with me. I think we did have some of that happen in Marrakesh, but like only half the team was there.
Yeah, so this is Lauren. I think what happened in Marrakesh, it was pretty productive, but there will be things we need to do, and one of them, and that will hopefully not go down too badly with the team, but there will definitely be a period of extreme cutting and streamlining and so on. So we do need people engaged. And I really like Eric's idea of having this conversation, maybe on two calls, to make sure it reaches as many people as possible. Just so, you know, for example, if we're not able to put together a face-to-face in January, and we know that now, we can have a more adequate prediction. So I think that would be really, really helpful to kind of see where we stand, where people's schedules stand, and go from there.
Okay, so Jennifer, I think the takeaway from this is that the agenda should be that we talk about the work plan on Wednesday. I saw that Denise was saying the guys who are working on conformance will not be ready to present anyway. So that I think means that we really would have had a very light agenda anyway. So let's take Wednesday for that topic to talk through. I'll throw the straw man out that we just discussed and then let the team react. And if they have something to say, we'll hear it. And if they don't, we'll have a very short call. Does that make sense?
That makes sense to me. Thank you. I captured that.
Okay. I'm used to being able to see whatever Brenda's projecting, but since the Zoom security thing and I'm dialing in, I don't. Is there anything else we need to talk about today?
Nope. That's the agenda, was to talk about Wednesday's call, and then we're on AOB now. So there's no hands raised, but I don't know if anyone has any other business before we wrap up.
Yes, so this is Lauren. Just a quick update on the compliance thing. So essentially that call will be today, which is why Denise said it will be pretty tough to have something on Wednesday. So, but just so you know, it is happening. It was just, we couldn't arrange something last week that worked for everybody with three or four time zones involved.
Well, I'm glad it's moving. That is going to be one of the things that indicates to me whether the team is ready to get back to work.
Yes, so we're scheduled for at least an hour today. So that looks pretty good.
Good. All right. Then I think we're done. Eric, I have a note out to you that you haven't answered about meeting location in September. If you could
get to that. Sorry, still extremely backlogged on email from my PTO. Sorry about that. I did not see that, but I'll go looking for it now.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Russ, quick question. Is this for the HEVA meeting?
Yes, it is. Yes.
Okay. If you have a date, I can definitely look into coming down to DC for
an yeah, we have a date.
Do we?
We do. I'm sorry, we came to a date on that thread.
I just gave a time, like a date range. I remember that.
No, and then with other things, it settled. To September 11th.
September 11th. Okay. Yeah, that's fine. I'll put it in my calendar. And it should work.
In fact, I think I have a similar note to you about are you flying or are you on the train? You know, just trying to figure out what's going to be a good location for that.
So I will probably, looking into this, probably I'll have to take the Acela down. My other option would be to fly, but that takes the same time. So
yeah,
probably train is simpler.
But they have different desirabilities in terms of location.
Yes, right? Absolutely.
You want to get to the train station versus you want to get from the airport.
Exactly. So I think it would be simpler if I arrived at the train station. Right.
Well, that depends. If we're going to meet out at GMU or something, then not clear.
Oh, you guys want to come out to me?
What I'm trying to figure out.
So essentially, I can also fly depending on what is more functional.
All right. So let's figure that out by email. We don't need to record.
Perfect.
Out
yeah, we don't have to call out. Everybody. Perfect. No, but it should work.
Okay. Good. I remember, Eric, you said you had constraints. I think it was picking up your daughter or something.
I'm family constraints on certain days of the week, non-negotiable. So, you know, it makes life difficult. That's why I was offering to dial in, but I'm still digging through email now, so I haven't found what you're talking about. But, you know, on the one hand, I'm certainly happy to be flexible, and I suspect we could host something nice here if people were willing to go way out of their way for that. I'm also amenable to remote participation or whatever. So I'll dig up the email and I'll get back on the thread with you all.
All right. Thanks. All right. I think we're done then. So we'll talk on Wednesday. And I think we're all set.
Great. Thanks, everyone.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you, everybody. Bye-bye.